Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. Governor Tom Wolf has placed all of Pennsylvania under an order to stay at home, dramatically expanding the geographic footprint of the quarantine as state officials combat the coronavirus pandemic. That means residents of all 67 counties must now stay home as much as possible to help slow the spread of COVID-19.
The guidelines for the entire state are exactly the same as the guidelines for the counties that have the stay-at-home order right now. It's stay at home unless you have to go out for something that is absolutely life-sustaining. Like buying food or pharmacies, going to the doctors.
Coronavirus infections are continuing to rise dramatically in the state. There were nearly 1,000 new confirmed cases reported Wednesday. More grim numbers from Philadelphia health officials. Another death from COVID-19 and 360 new cases. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Nearly 1,700 cases have been confirmed in Philadelphia, 15 of them fatal.
We are continuing to see a rapid growth in cases of the coronavirus infection in Philadelphia residents.
Health Commissioner Tom Farley says the city has opened a new testing site in Center City, in addition to the one at Citizens Bank Park and some 20 others operated by hospitals. But tests are by appointment only.
Tests are available for those with symptoms who are healthcare workers or above the age of 50. Go to KYWNewsRadio.com for the phone number where you can make an appointment. In Montgomery County, health officials confirmed 31 new cases, including two more fatalities related to the virus.
The first individual was an 86-year-old female from Plymouth Township. The second was an 83-year-old male who resided in Rockledge Borough and passed away at home.
Commissioner Chair Dr. Valerie Arkush says the case in Rockledge Borough is the first in the municipality. There are also two more deaths in Delaware County, an 87-year-old woman and a 69-year-old man, both from Marple Township. And the surge is underway in northern New Jersey. That word from health officials who announced the statewide death toll has reached 355. At least 15 have died in South Jersey. Seven North Jersey hospitals have begun diverting incoming patients, and two are asking for more ventilators. Nursing homes in our area are now among the 91 statewide with at least one coronavirus case. Governor Phil Murphy, meanwhile, is taking action on the economic side of the pandemic.
I am extending the New Jersey income tax filing deadline for both individuals and businesses to July 15th.
And small businesses can start applying Friday for state grants to help them stay in business. Back in Pennsylvania, SEPTA is limiting the number of passengers allowed on buses, trolleys, and the Norristown High Speed Line. Spokeswoman Carla Scholl-Lee says the max capacity for buses is now 20 riders. Trolleys, it's 25 passengers, and the Norristown High Speed Line is 30.
That's what we're doing to make sure that our customers are even safe, because they can sit sufficiently away from one another, because we are paying attention when our riders are telling us that they don't feel safe.
The transit agency also says riders can only use the rear doors and they're suspending onboard payments to keep drivers and passengers apart. The Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board has resumed limited online sales of wine and spirits. Customers will be limited to purchasing up to 6 bottles per transaction. The White House Coronavirus Task Force is reconsidering the position on wearing masks or face coverings for the general public. There is still no official guidance from the CDC, but President Trump says covering your mouth and nose with a scarf when you're out would not hurt. That doesn't mean you can't get sick, though. KYW medical editor Dr. Brian McDonough says covering up is more for the people around you.
Please understand that it does not give you any extra real layer of protection. It's a little better at preventing spread from you to someone else.
Dr. McDonough says keeping social distance is more important than ever as the country braces for a steep increase in positive cases. And being pregnant during this coronavirus pandemic can be nerve-wracking for parents, especially those who are close to giving birth. KYW's Hadass Kuznets spoke with an expectant mom who's dealing with the changing protocols.
Kelly Fortman says her last in-person prenatal appointment was over a week ago, where she learned many hospitals are no longer allowing birth doulas.
And that some hospitals in our area, providers are saying right now you can have your birth partner or husband at the birth, but we can't be sure that tomorrow you can.
Fortman is planning a home birth for her child this month, but tells me it's nothing like she anticipated.
Everybody at our birth will be dressed in masks, goggles, gloves, and potentially sterile suits.
And Fortman says because of the coronavirus, coronavirus, she's also nervous about the postpartum period, for which there will be no in-person wellness checks for herself or her newborn. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.